Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening and what is up? This is the Power of I Am, and this is your host, founder of the Association of African American Single Mothers, Jesse, Freddie, and Chris's Ma, Eli's Grandma, and Stacey F. Johnson is my name. And I've been off and on and on and off. And, you know, as a black person living in 2000, somebody's calling me, but we don't care because this phone is for the Power of I Am. And that's what we're talking about, and that's what we'll continue to talk about. Because as a African-American in this country, unless we figure something out really fast, unless we figure out who we are, we losing faster. Our sons are getting killed even more so. I mean, that's always happened. That's always happened. But what I'm here to talk about is, and maybe have an appeal to those of us that are kind of different and know that maybe the way that we've been taught religion, maybe is not quite right. Maybe the way that we see the world, something just does not feel right. And when you get a certain age, and I thank God that I reached that age to where, you know what, the religion I was taught and raised with is just not doing it for me. I go to Baptist, that really ain't doing it for me. And God, I need you to give me an answer. And I found that answer. And it's simply in two simple words. I am. I am. I am. I am is the name of God. I am is the story of you. It is the story of me, and it is who we are. I am is power, and it can free you, or it will limit you. So you must be careful what you attach to your I am. This is what I state every day. I am. I am power. I am love. I am wealth. I am health. I am spirit. I am abundance. I am plenty. I am driven. I am strength. I am energy. I am beauty. I am generous. I am life. I am color. I am thankful. I am God. I am pure. I am happy. I am fun. I am raw. I am open-minded. I am young. I am strong. I am wise. I am positive. I am wonderful. I am vitality. I am life. I am creative. I am the way. I am blissful. I am kindness. I am everything. I am calm. I am radiant. I am substance. I am alive. I am divinity. I am awake. I am noble. I am blessed. I am worthy. I am beautiful. I am kindness. I am an imagination. I am thin. I am gifted. I am a magnet. I am prosperous. I am unlimited. I am heaven. I am illumination. I am insight. I am awareness. I am desire. I am free. I am graceful. I am whole. I am peace. I am perfect. I am one with God. I am joy. I am mind. I am good. I am the truth. I am success. I am integrity. I am persistent. I am motivated. I am intelligence. I am vibration. I am the master of my destiny, and I am what I desire to be. I am His power. I am can free you, or it can limit you. And we must be careful what we attach to our I am. I am is your nature. It's your true self. It's the presence of God within you. It's the presence of God within us. And until we understand that, and until we see that in other people, we will continue to see our sons being killed. We will continue to see our daughters being hurt. We will continue to see our husbands leaving, our wives walking away. We will continue to see our country appearing as though it loves everyone else but us. Okay? Now, let's go to who we are. And I think in our time, everyone's so pissed off about the Trayvon Martin case, and nobody more so than me because I have two sons. And I sat 2 months ago where my son told me something he didn't want to tell me, but he told me, but long story short, my son walked away from that. And I could, too, have buried my son. But we have to understand that who we are is what this country has designed us to be. We are not who God has designed us to be. Trayvon's death and all the other deaths related to stupid stuff like this, everything, even the fact that we had to fight for our civil rights, I think is a breakdown in America for our people. It's a breakdown in, one, black leadership. It's a breakdown in, two, black unity. And it's the black church has lost its way. It doesn't know what it's here for. I was a Catholic child in Catholic school for so long, but I never, ever was told, Stacy, no one can say I am for you. So whatever you attach to your I am, whether you say you are successful or you are poor or you are ugly or you don't have, that is what you will have. We have to get all of that back today. We have to let our children know that we believe in who we are. I'm wondering if there's somewhere else as a black person I can go and live, because I can't find enough of my black people who don't just want to be entertained when they go to church or entertained on Facebook. I mean, it's a breakdown of our black leadership. So I put a petition up there, and I'm interested to see if I get anybody to sign it other than me. And it simply says, President Obama, we ask that you help us with our I am, because this country has designed our I am. But no, a black person is strength. A black person is power. We built this country. And so for us to sit and listen to people like Al Sharpton, I mean, I'm sorry, we must renew the fight. Well, the fight should have never ended. And that's where I'm at 48 years old, almost 49. The fight should have never ended. So my petition to President Obama, who in himself, yes, he may be of brown skin, but that man is not an African-American. And we may need to remind him of what African-Americans need in his country. Simply, we need to stop the profiling. We need to do whatever it takes. Get black leadership together and make them have a conversation that everyone is so scared of having. We need to make these leaders do what they need to do. And the petition simply says, put laws in place to stop this stuff. go back to what Martin Luther King was doing when he was assassinated, the Poor People's Campaign, economic things out there, things that are out there that actually work. I mean, the criminal justice system is designed to keep us down. There's so many things that are so blatant for us as a people that we know, but we don't do anything to stop. And so when I did my petition yesterday, I started tweeting everybody black that it was I followed or whatever. And you know what? I tweeted Dyson, Eric Dyson. You know, he's so mad all the time on every show about how black people and the president ain't doing this and that. And it didn't take him 20 seconds to tweet back on how he didn't think that the president can make them do anything. Well, no, we know he can't make nobody do anything, but he can make them have a conversation. He can suggest that he have a conversation with these so-called black leadership, black NAACP. I mean, we all ready to fight once the kid is dead. I don't want my kid dead. There, you cannot tell me there's nothing that we can't do today to prevent this today, right now, other than going to another funeral and another march. Quit marching. I mean, that shit don't make no sense to me. And we put nothing in place. The Black Congressional Caucus, what are you there for? NAACP, what are you there for? All of these black church, what are you there for? If you're not there to help us with our I am. I know who I am. I am all of those things that I mentioned. My parents taught me that those are the things that I am. But this country constantly puts in my face that you are none of those things. By the way that we're going to treat you, because you have no unity amongst yourselves. So we know if you have no unity amongst yourselves, we can't get six of you to do nothing but march after he's dead. But we can, you can sign the petition that says, yeah, we'll join Stacey in saying President Obama, make the black churches get together and come up, devise a plan. That's all we want you to do, sit down at a table and devise a damn plan. So in 50 years when, or 20 years from now, when my grandson is 25, he won't be talking about the same shit. This is old, tired stuff. Sign the petition and begin to care about black people. I mean, I'm on a personal level, I don't see any black people helping any other black people, even in my own family. I have to go back and just be disgraced even when it comes to my own siblings. But I turn that around amongst my children. And if I mean, I know why we as a race of people don't help each other when we as blood people don't even help each other. And I hear that not only in my family, but in many other families, you know. So let's build back black unity amongst each other. It has to be, or else we're just going to keep seeing this stuff, and all we're going to do is keep getting mad. I mean, get glad about getting a plan together and making it work and understanding who you are. Don't just be another black mouthpiece like Dyson and say, well, I don't think. And then I tweeted him back. I said, well, would it damage you to sign it anyway? Would it hurt you to sign it anyway? No, we just want to talk about what's wrong. We don't really actually want to do anything. And that's why I've separated myself from 99% of everyone that I know, because everybody just wants to talk about stuff and nobody wants to do anything. You have to do something to make something happen. You can't just talk about it. Today is Nelson Mandela's birthday. He's 95 years old. And you can't tell me, as a race of people in a country that we made, that we are growing in numbers. I mean, there's more of us as on the minority end than anybody else. But Nelson Mandela was a prisoner under a totally white rule, and he ended up being the president of the country. So we privileged blacks here we're privileged just to not do anything. We're privileged not to honor those things that people did for us in the 60s. We're privileged not to honor any of that shit. And I choose to honor it because I was born in 1964. And I'm almost certain somebody died for me. Probably their spirit's probably living in me now. That's why all of this makes me want to throw up. And then we got people, you know, to all mad. I mean, other races of people do something when they get mad. They don't just get mad. We just get mad. So the power of your I am is to understand that, yes, you are powerful. You are the master of your destiny. We black people are the master of our destiny in this country if we take responsibility and understand. We are not victims. We are not all of this. We are not, we're none of that. We're none of the negative things that this country wants to give us, only if we accept it, and we have totally accepted it. So me as a black person, I'm on my other end of this because I'm where I am today because I said, you know what, I'll lose everything. I'll lose everything, and I'm going to stand on God. And in the end, God is going to prove me right, but I'm not going to be treated any differently. I'll lose everything to come back at you to show you that the God that I serve is a God of justice. And when black people understand that the God that you need to serve is a God of justice, it's not this one of fear and all this other stuff that gets put in your head when you go to church. The God that is real is the one that lives inside of you, not the one you have to go and beg for something. And I see myself, I understand now that I know what prayer really is from my I Am. I understand now that prayer is not begging God for something that he desperately, oh, please, please give me. Prayer is an understanding that everything is within you, and you give thanks to God because he has made those things for you, and it's just a moment in time where you'll see it in front of you if you keep a faithful watch. That's what prayer is. Prayer is, oh, God, please do this. God, please. No, prayer is, thank you, God, for this feeling that I have right now inside, that everything that I want and everything that I desire is coming true, because I only desire those things that you desire. I understand that I am unlimited in such a way that as long as what I am desiring is in line with what you want, which is life and beauty and love, as long as those things that I desire are in line with what you desire, Lord, I know it will come faster. It'll come. And all I have to do is stand in faith and be good and not judge and try to understand what's going on in this world today and do my best not to just be a mouthpiece and not to be another negative hate naysayer out there, but to be someone that's willing to step out in faith and know that we can do anything we need to do as long as it is in line with what God wants. God is beauty. God is love. God is life. So as long as you are doing those things that promote life, love, and beauty, you're in line with God, and God will bless you. You don't have to beg God for anything. So that's why I understand and I know that love, that's God. Wealth is God because God is abundance. You look outside, look at the blades of grass, God is abundance, and he wants to express him through us in this world. He'll allow us to do whatever we want because he's a loving God. But those of us who choose to express what he is in a most loving way, he'll be right there for us. So I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to think about my I Am. I don't even know. I don't even know if putting my voice on here is doing anybody any good. But somebody put their voice somewhere for me, like back in the 50s. Those are the guys I'm listening to, the New Thought authors. And if you want to research something that will touch your soul and make you understand what maybe years ago in a church could not ever make you understand, listen to the teachings of Neville Goddard, N-E-V-I-L-L-E-G-O-D-D-A-R-D, Neville Goddard. He will explain Christ to you, but Christ is in you. He's not something outside of you that you have to go look for, you got to search for. He is inside of you. He is your wonderful human imagination. As long as you think of yourself or others in a loving way, God will grant your wish. I got 9 minutes. I need to take a quick break. I shall return, and I'm going to play Love Doctor. This is the Power of I Am, and this is your host, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. Was in Sacramento, now in Camarillo, California. And it's interesting because I have a discriminatory rental practices case that from the lovely people of Sacramento. And you know what? This country can pass all the civil law, rights laws, all they want. But, you know, good luck in getting to the, enforce them for you. So that it's taken a little longer than we expected, but everything is working out well. And, you know, and I'm old, and my parents were even older. And I just refuse to go the rest of my life just saying, okay, it's okay with how you treat my people, the people that built this country. I'm just not with that. So I had to say, hey, God, what do I do so I can actually do something that makes a difference? You know, even attorneys that I'm looking for, you know, I went from California to the Bay Area and they led me back to Sacramento. I said, I really don't want a Sacramento attorney because they're racist. You know, and the attorney said, well, you know what, Stacey, you know, you're right. Sacramento is a pretty racist place. But, you know, here's my friend, and they're not racist. They're civil rights attorneys, and it would be better if they're in the city. You know, and it's just like, you know, I get so mad. It's like I had to pray today to where I was just like, and I know it was working because I was seeing good stuff when I was doing. I was like, God, you know, I got to turn this rage into something that serves you because, you know, shit. I got two sons, and all that black-on-black crime and shit, all that is a myth. All of that is the I am that America wants you to see yourself. All the thug, that's the I am that America has for you. The I am that God has for you is the strong I am, the light I am, the intelligent I am, the perfect I am, the peaceful I am, the whole I am, the graceful I am, the free I am, the secure I am. That's the I am that God made us. And that's the I am we need to understand has power. No one will tell you who you are. Only you can say I am. And when you say I am poor, you are poor. When you say I am sick, you remain sick. So that's why the Bible says, let the weak man say that he is strong. What you say and what you think is what you get. Your I am is the strong. If you can determine, if you can sit down every day, morning, noon, and night, especially when you go to bed, and you can vision yourself as the I am that, first of all, God made you to be. The strong I am, the powerful I am, the beautiful I am, the thin I am, the peaceful I am, the happy I am. If you can see yourself as those I ams, regardless of what your day may bring, you will slowly and surely change your life into what you see. To be reborn again is to understand that there is no outside God. It's to understand that God is within you. Jesus is the creative source within you. It's not this picture I got on the wall. It reminds me of who I am. So when you look at Christ, you're looking at yourself. You're not looking at some man that lived 2,000 some years ago who died for you. You're looking at yourself. And your death is the story of Christ is a story of us. So when Christ said, who do you say that you are? Christ said, I am. So whatever you attach to your I am, you are. I am Stacey Johnson, a strong black woman who will do everything she can to change the perception of black in America. I am strong. I am powerful. I am gifted. I am pure. I am persistent. I am integrity. And I am success. And you are too. Understand who you are. That is who God made you to be. When we understand who we are, God will bring that into our reality. Understand who you are, how God made you to be. Understand and focus on life, love, and beauty. That's who you are. That's who we are. As Moses, so we are. The story of Moses is the story of you. One day you're going to wake up in the middle of nowhere, and you're going to have this feeling that just something ain't right, and God's going to be talking to you, and you're going to say, but God, I can't do that. Who do I say sent me? What you going to say? You're going to say, I am, has sent me. Power has sent me. Love has sent me. Strength has sent me, and it will take me where it needs to take me because I am a child of the Most High God. and that is what you say morning, noon, and night, your life will correspond. My name is Stacey F. Johnson. I am the daughter of Willie and Willa Mae Johnson. I am strength. I am power. But most of all, and only all, I am love. This is the power of I am, and I hope to see you soon. Peace.